I had a certainly libertarian side. I supported Ron Paul for a while. When I was younger, believe it or not, you may be surprised that I was a Republican and I supported Goldwater in 64. I don't agree with Goldwater's positions now, but you know, that life changes. You change your opinions as you go.
I think the Barry Goldwater generation relied on a level of conservatism that still trusted the state to be involved in a lot of their beliefs and to enforce and give their ideas legitimacy. But I think that millennials are independent thinkers and they're willing to think for themselves and to see that I actually don't need the state to enforce my ideas for them to be true.
We're actually seeing a second wave of libertarianism right now that diverges from the first wave, the libertarianism of the 1940s through the 1990s. We no longer have the threat of communism as an ever-present concern. We're able to tackle attacks on liberty from many different directions now.
This is a philosophy that's embedded in, you know, the way life really is. It's to say it's naive is naive itself.
The people who are here are really dedicated to these ideas, and it's inspiring to see that level of dedication. And I find it very hard to believe that suddenly we'll all wake up when we're 26 and decide to become statists.
People are very used to this idea of, you know, government doing whatever they want behind the curtains, behind the scene. And we are a generation that we are a little bit more aware than before.
I think there's so many resources and tools available to people now, especially young people, that it can be something that sticks. You know, they have resources through organizations like the Institute for Humane Studies, networks like SFL. They won't end up alone somewhere without intellectual ammo or a community.
So I have a printing business in Argentina, so I brought some over from over there. I did the Ayn Rand pop art, so I also did like Keep Calm and Hoard Bitcoin.
We're a more socially open, we're a more tolerant group. And that's more appealing to people specifically on the left. The older libertarians did a good job bringing people on the right into the movement, and now we're coming in and we're bringing the left in as well.